Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
Yo. Welcome back. So, Kusibiya, how are you?
Good morning, Awungile, to your listeners.
Ooh, so how was the 5 months holiday? Yeah, welcome back. I'm taking 5 years. It's like, do you even have leave now that you can use? No, I bet you don't.
Yes, actually, I still do.
Oh, you've just taken 5 months. Aibo. So, Kusibiya, ladies and gentlemen, is the editor at Africa.com, where she joins us every morning, except for the last 5 days, where she's been. Where is it again?
I went to Singapore.
Oh, it's the way she says it. I'm just rubbing it in. Singapore. So good.
I don't have an accent or anything.
Talk to me about smart cities and adapting to the African context.
Well, basically, the reason why I was in Singapore is that it was the World Smart Cities Summit. And basically, this is a chance where different cities across the world showcase how they are doing things in terms of improving the lives of its citizens. One of the things that came out mostly is transportation. I think transportation is the biggest theme that I found from the conference itself, because more and more people, as we move to urban areas, we actually want to live closer to work. And the reason why we want to do this is that we don't want to spend too much time away from home. So what cities and mayors were basically discussing at the summit was how do they put in place measures to make sure that people's commute, firstly, is safe, is secure, reliable, on time, and you know, you have an integrated city for people. So it's connected to everything that you need to have. It's close to the schools, it's close to your place of work, it's close to places of socializing, and this is what cities were doing. And another thing that also came up, you know, as top agenda is to make sure that we also become a cashless society. So can we have a system where we have one ticket that can basically take you around from whatever you're doing in the city? And one of these things is, for example, in Rwanda that I know they're doing, is that when you purchase a card ticket, this ticket can take you from the bus. You can use it to pay meter cabs if you need to. It's the same card you can also use in restaurants, for example. And this is what people are talking about. You need to have one system where you can do everything. I think the days of having multiple cards, multiple ticketing systems, every single time you have to authenticate your identity at a place is slowly moving away, especially if you want to be more efficient as an economy and you want to make sure that people are being productive. So if people are sitting in traffic, it's a waste of money. Some of the things that I heard at the conference was the fact that actually more carbon emissions are spent people looking for parking. And, you know, if cities were to create zones where people are able to park more efficiently or actually even leave their cars at home, you'd find that more people are productive, because if you're going to spend more than an hour looking for parking every day, it's time wasted in terms of you contributing to the economy. And this is what I hope in African countries as well that we can start adapting. But I know, for example, here in South Africa, we've got systems like that. I think what we just need to do is to make sure that they're more integrated, that with one pass, you know, what I'm using in Johannesburg, if I come down to Cape Town, I can use the same system and I don't need to every single time start all over again, learn a new system. And this is what this whole summit was about. But the more and more we try to connect the world, because we are becoming a smaller world, we need to have a system that can be used here in South Africa and our neighboring countries and overseas as well. So you know that with one card, with one pass, with one system, we're able to move around more efficiently.
Ah, so cool. Once again, always wonderful chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So Kusibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.
The Midday Report.
Where are you going to get money to pay those employees?
The families of the employees that's not received their salaries 10 days late. It should